I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're thinking this hour, because it happened yesterday, this hour at about 4:30, there might be another vote dump, or vote count dump, from the LA County Registrar of Voters. We found that at about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, that at least in the LA City Mayor's race, the margin has narrowed for Rick Caruso from about 12,000 votes to just about 3,000 votes. We were told there would be another vote count report today. And we're thinking, we don't know what we're thinking is going to come this hour. So if we do get it, we'll pass it along to you. We don't know. It wasn't a lot of votes yesterday, but it did obviously narrow the difference in the race. We'll bring you that story later on this hour. In about 15 minutes, another keyword. There's 2 more left for the week. You'll hear one at 4:20, then another at 5:20. And then that John Cobalt will read you your instructions as to how you enter the word and possibly win the money. And as he says every hour, don't text it. Don't text it.
That was the old way.
That was the old way. You're right. That's probably what people were used to doing, but it's not that way now. So that'll come up. We got the Moist Line also coming next hour. And, well, it took a little bit of discussion. We are going to throw a hack into the dumpster. I guess it might be considered a controversial pick.
This is a big hack. A heavy hack.
But it's rhythmic is your clue. It is rhythmic. You like that word?
Rhythmic?
Well, I think it is, yes. If you look at the words and the name, yeah. Anyway, that'll come up in the 5 o'clock hour and explain exactly why that's happening. All right, nothing. We talked about this months ago this year. It's been a while. More fascinating to follow, at least from the world of California, thinking it's going to be the world's leader in clean energy, right? All right, so what happened got us involved in the world of rooftop solar. Very interesting topic, isn't it, rooftop solar?
Please, tell me more.
Well,
everybody move closer to the radio.
It got our attention when Equity got involved. Solar Equity, what the hell? It's not really that complicated, but when people put up rooftop solar, they're going to save on electricity bills. Isn't that the idea?
Yeah,
kind of how it works.
Otherwise, why would you bother?
Why would you bother, right? Some people get their bills down to like a negative. They can actually sell power back to the energy companies. Well, guess what? That didn't sit too well with the big utilities. I'm talking about Edison, PG&E, San Diego Gas and Electric, which is their Sempra Energy subsidiary. They are trying to get the state to slash the incentives for rooftop solar panels. because, as the Times puts it, it undercuts their lucrative business model. I mean, the more you're saving on your electric bills, well, the less they're taking in, right? In money?
Right. The more you're making your own electricity.
But then they said, you know what? We still have to maintain the grid. That's expensive. That's like our overhead. So they came back with the fascinating equity argument, because people that can afford solar panels are generally better off. They're saving all the money, and the poor people have to make up the difference. That's where solar equity entered the picture. And that's where this got complicated, because their lobbying led to this plan that the Public Utilities Commission was considering, which really would have hurt people with solar. When we talked about it months ago, it was really ugly. They have revised the plan a bit, but the first part that came out, well, is an estimate from the California Solar and Storage Association. Solar customers would be paid a base rate of 5 cents per kilowatt hour of electricity that they don't use at home. That's the stuff I told you to send back to the power grid. But they get as much as 30 cents now. So that would be a big cut.
Right. So the extra electricity they make through the solar panels, they would send down the
back
electrical
to the grid, right.
And they were getting 30 cents per
kilowatt hour.
And now they slashed that by 85%?
That's the estimate from this organization that I mentioned, California Solar and Storage, that says that under this plan, it could drop to as low as 5 cents per kilowatt hour.
Oh, that turns this whole solar panel thing into a scam, doesn't it?
This would be a bit of a disincentive.
Because,
and for a state that wants to be 100% clean energy, this just, I'm shaking my head right now. This is not right.
Because
you want to incentivize people to go solar.
But
you don't want to disincentivize them.
Except there's something more important. The power companies spend a lot of money on the politicians. They're big bribes to get here.
Exactly right. That is
How is Jennifer Newsom going to fund her feminism movies unless she pleases PG&E?
If we all go solar and we're saving this much on our electric bills, what's going to happen to these utilities? Of course they're going to fight back. And they're part of their argument is this equity thing I mentioned.
Oh, nobody cares about that.
We still have an expensive grid we have to maintain, even if people are saving on their power bills. That's our, as I mentioned, that's our overhead. So what are we going
right.
to, how are we going to, we're going to have to charge other people on the grid.
Wait, they're exaggerating that. They're making plenty of profits.
Of course they are.
They're making plenty of profits. This is cutting in slightly to their profits. Slightly.
Right.
This is not, they're just greedy and they want more. And if the state is pushing solar panels, you have to make it worthwhile, because you do have to put up some money to get solar panels installed on your house.
Right.
Because I know we had solar panel people come over the house, and you do have to lay down a significant amount of money. And yes, in the long run, it pays itself.
Pays back, right.
And then you start making a little bit of money.
Right.
And you take that away, well, I don't know. Then what? What's the point?
Well, that's how I feel.
The key is it costs less money in the long run. You take away that, I don't get it. I don't get what the attraction is then.
So a spokesperson for the utility said, it's extremely disappointing. Under this proposal, low-income families and all customers without solar will have to pay a hidden tax on their electricity bills to subsidize rooftop solar for mostly wealthier Californians. See what they're trying to do, the utilities? They're trying to set this up as, we're on the side of the poor people.
And it's just a political ploy. That's all.
Solar is systemically racist or something like that.
That'll be next. If this doesn't work, then they'll start calculating how much white families pay and how much black families pay as a percentage of their income and come up. All those ideas are used as weapons.
Yeah,
I'm sure PG&E does not care what poor people are paying or black families are paying.
No, it's about their bottom line.
It's about, yes, using that argument to emotionally manipulate people so that they are more profitable.
Right. Another plan was to charge new solar customers $8 per kilowatt monthly fee. So if you have a home that's got a 6-kilowatt system, you'd have to pay about $48 a month. That's also a plan.
It's all the same thing. They're taking more money. You're getting solar to reduce your electric bill. In return, the power company raises your electric bill as a punishment.
I thought we
here's the punishment
state,
for right. saving money.
We live in a state that likes to think of itself altruistically as the great clean energy state. Well, we should be making every effort we can to help people go solar and not charging them and screw the utilities.
Because that's hogwash. Because nobody in Sacramento really cares about that.
Of course not.
No, all they care about is the political donations from the power companies. So if the power companies say jump, you jump. The power companies want some kind of penalty on people who bought solar panels, fine. Let's penalize the solar power families.
Yeah. And considering that we already have a problem with the power grid during the hot summer months, don't you want people who can, you know, help reduce the strain on the grid by having solar? So, you know, they lessen their need for the grid and they can actually sell back some of their power, right? Doesn't it all make sense? No. Instead, you know, the big utilities enter the picture here. Look at their bottom line. They drag in the equity argument.
Yeah, they drag in. They call the equity police.
All right. We got more coming up. As soon as we return, seconds after we return, you'll hear the latest keyword for your chance to win some money. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Humor me. What's distracting you? I'd like to know.
No, you don't want to know.
What? Your phone? Your screens?
No.
There's no more baseball. It's done.
Could not pry it out of me with a crowbar.
I thought of you the other night because instead of watching the elections, was it Tuesday night? Yeah. I watched the HBO special on Willie Mays.
Oh, is there one?
There is one, yes.
No kidding.
It was pretty good. I watched a whole hour and a half. Right. He's sitting there. He's 90 or what, something, 2, 93, I don't know. He's alert enough. He's telling stories. I mean, he's clearly a little fatigued for his age, but
well, he should be tired.
But it's
I want to get to that point where you're so old, everybody knows you're tired, and right. You can just sit there and just say, hey, I'm 92. I'm tired. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. Yeah, there's another baseball documentary. Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Who's got that one?
It's really good. Oh, I can never remember.
One of the streaming
maybe Netflix.
People? Oh. All right.
Did you
see it?
Huh? Yes. It's excellent.
Oh, okay.
It's excellent.
Right. There we go. Exchanging baseball shows.
Well, that's what we watch.
The last time we talked about Long Beach, the problem there was, well, the blue line, I think it's now called the A line, that comes from downtown L.A., and ends in Long Beach. That's the end of the line. Everybody off. Train's going out of service. It was dumping homeless people in downtown Long Beach. And
that
the trains that had to be cleaned for bodily fluids. There was a complaint to Metro that you've got to come up with a better plan, whatever it is, because we're getting inundated with vagrants when they're forced off the train. Well, yesterday there was a meeting. A bunch of prominent Long Beach businesses say we are going to leave downtown, close up completely, unless you do something about the crime. The out-of-control homeless population, the drug use. The Long Beach Business Journal reported this story first. It's keeping customers away. Business is down by over 25%, according to the co-owner of Beachwood Brewing. He sent an email to the Downtown Long Beach Alliance, which laid out all of these issues. Open use of drugs, acts of violence near the restaurant, people wandering onto the patio where they disrupt customers and property damage. He recounted one incident where a couple got into a fight in front of the restaurant. The woman gets knocked out. The police don't respond. He called the police and nothing happened.
Wow. Right. Long Beach is really falling apart. I mean, I know somebody
Long Beach I know well. It has ups and downs. And they always talk about trying to rejuvenate it. You know, it's a city of over 500,000 people. People don't realize how large it is. And it's massive in terms of land area. And it's got a nice shoreline. But it's just kind of always stuck in this, we got to keep trying to bring people here. And it's kind of out of the way for a lot of folks to go to.
Yeah, but so, at 500,000 people.
To the ends of the county.
With 500,000 people, you already have a base that's pretty good if you keep it clean and exciting and fun. And get rid of the homeless.
Unless
and
those 500,000 people are,
Yeah, but there's no excuse for that. See, this is self-inflicted damage. When you let all the homeless and the criminals run amok, you don't have to do that. In most places in America, it's not tolerated. And up until the last 5 years, it wasn't tolerated here. So this is self-inflicted by the Long Beach leaders. It's very similar to what's happened to Santa Monica. And In fact, reading that story reminds me almost exactly of what happens to Santa Monica. And in fact, we've had a Santa Monica businessman on who's with one of these groups. And it's the same story. What's really peculiar, and this is where I wonder, I really marvel at the cultish nature of those who allow the homeless and the criminals to run amok, is that it used to be whatever your political philosophy was, you knew you had to keep business running well. Because that's where the tax money comes from. Yes. And even if you were a way out lefty, right? Unless you were this anti-capitalist anarchist lefty. But anything up to that point, you wanted business to do well because that tax revenue funds all your wet dream programs to help humanity.
Right.
Without the tax flow, you can't give all the money to the poor and the underserved or the underprivileged or the under whatever. So it was like, let's keep the business climate strong. Then we'll argue over how high the tax should be and what we're going to spend it on. But without a stable business climate, there's nothing eventually for anybody. So
listen,
it's self-destructive.
To these numbers.
It's firing a gun at your head.
These numbers. Long Beach's unhoused population has surged 62% since 2020. Property crime in downtown Long Beach is up 23% this year. We mentioned this story on the air. In October, the city temporarily closed the $48 million Billie Jean King Main Library due to, quote, security concerns. We know what that is. 22.4% of office space in downtown is vacant as of the second quarter of 2022. This is the devastating reality for businesses in downtown Long Beach. A couple of them interviewed in this article said, well, I'm hanging on for now, but if businesses around me start closing or relocating, I'm going to do the same thing. You know, if there's nobody left here, people are going to come here. Then that's slowly but surely what's happening.
Well, sure.
One woman says, customers don't feel safe. My staff are afraid. We all carry pepper spray just to serve our customers on the parklet.
And there's a limit to how long every individual puts up with that kind of life. You could see in San Francisco. Right. There's a lot of
that
businesses.
That place is emptying out. Right?
Yeah, it's emptying out and restaurants are in peril there. Retail shops are in peril. An entire way of life, an entire existence, you know, life in a downtown San Francisco business district, a life in a Long Beach business district will be gone. Will be gone because simply they decided to give free rein to people who are predators between the criminals and the vagrants. They're predators. And it's like being out in the jungle. You know, if you've got too many predators roaming the jungle, you got to get out. You got to go find another place to live if you're a smaller animal and you're not willing to, like, shoot to kill.
All right, stand by. It's possible in the next half hour, you never know with the information, that we might get a vote count update from the LA County Registrar of Voters, or maybe that was just fake news. We got one yesterday at this time, and then I was surprised to learn last night that another one might be coming today. More coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Well, it's happened. We did get another vote count dump from the LA County Registrar of Voters. And moving right to the Los Angeles City Mayor's race, I predicted this earlier in the show, Karen Ruth Bass has taken the lead. Here, middle name's Ruth.
It's 4,000 votes apart now.
Yep. She was a couple thousand behind yesterday. So in this update, she's gained another 4,000 or 6,000 votes, something like that. And she's now got a very slim lead over Caruso, but I'm afraid the trend is poor.
This wasn't much of a dump either.
It wasn't. No, what were the totals yesterday? 270 something or two?
Yeah, because it was in the 250s 2 days
on
ago.
On election night? Yeah.
Yeah, there was like about 40,000 they added yesterday, and now it looks like they added another, I don't even
20,000 maybe?
Yeah. Or? Hardly anything.
Well, because it is the day after yesterday, so how much more could it be that they...
I don't know how many more
they would have included these in yesterday's count if they had them done. So whatever they got done between then and today.
They are slow over there at the registrar's office. Wow. This must be very challenging for them to go one, two, three, one for Bass, one for Caruso, 289 to 285.
Yeah, I'm afraid that, as I said, these ballots that come late either through the mail or from those lock boxes or whatever tend to favor the progressive liberal Democrat, whatever you want to call them.
Tracy Park is holding up, though.
She is. Is that a narrowing? Or no, that's still 55-45.
Yeah, it's a slight narrowing, very slight. But it still rounds
She's
off.
She's up by 6,000 votes almost.
Yeah. I think originally, 2 days ago, it was 29-23. Now it's 33-27.
But the headlines will blare on the El Segundo Times website that Karen Bass has taken the lead.
They're going to take their pants off for that.
Oh, they'd be very excited. This is who they want.
But, you know, if the Tracy Park thing holds up, it just shows you that in a specific race, if you have a really offensive candidate, no matter how – and Aaron Darling is extremely offensive. He is just as offensive as Bonin. But people, at least there, as liberal as they are, cannot stomach – any more of the complete surrender to the homeless. There is a point where you go too far, and Bonin and Darling, well, Darling may have gone too far. We'll see. But it's because, these are more progressive voters, and Darling is, Tracy Park is pretty center.
You look at some of the other council races. Your council district definitely has the most people voting. There's over 60,000 people so far voting, and
well, they have jobs.
Some of the other districts only have like 40,000 votes, 50,000 votes.
Everybody, almost everyone where I live are legal residents.
Right.
And, they work. They got a stake in all this.
We're going to get another Yaroslavsky on the city council, Zev's daughter. Oh, she's going to win.
I hate political families.
We're going to get another Democrat socialist on the LA City Council. Hugo Soto-Martinez is probably going to knock out Mitchell Farrell.
Telling you, stuff is going to happen. It's going to be even worse, and everyone's going to wonder why. It's because these socialist anarchist candidates are slipping in these very poor districts where hardly anybody's paying attention, and God knows what they're saying in their campaigns. But it's going to get worse. I'm not even going to say it's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't know if it'll ever get better. And if Karen Bass is the mayor, forget about it, because you're going to see. And I said this yesterday, we're going to track her every day and see what she does to clear the homeless encampments. We'll see.
Just going to declare a state of emergency. That's it.
Yeah.
And then walk away from the podium and say, I did my job today.
Yeah. We'll see.
Boy, they did another glowing Democrat socialist story on this young guy that's going to be controller. Not that controller's that powerful, but Kenneth Mejia. As the Times says, it's the first Asian American to be elected to citywide office. Whoa.
That's their audience.
That's all they do by gender and race.
I've read like business news stories about the new era of journalism. And the only way you can make money is you got to go online, right? They used to give away it for free online and they would sell online ads.
Right.
And that produced no revenue. Online advertising on news sites just doesn't work for whatever reason. So they have to do a subscription model. And in the same way that Fox or MSNBC gets its viewers by catering to hyper-passionate, hyper-partisan people, the LA Times, the New York Times figured out the same thing. Now, the LA Times still loses tens of millions of dollars. But the New York Times is making good profit now.
Right.
And the Wall Street Journal has a more conservative business crowd that they cater to. And you give the people what they want. And you write articles about what they care about. And whoever's reading the LA Times actually cares about all this woke nonsense. And they don't care if they look foolish to the rest of the world. They're not trying to appeal to the rest of the world. That's not the business model. That's not the paper from 1995. This is the 2022 version, and it's a woke paper, and they are focusing on woke readership who want to read this crap.
By the way, just selfishly, looks like my town is beating back the sales tax increase. Do you want to know how it was worded? To maintain long-term financial stability with locally controlled funds to be used for programs such as public safety, 911 response, enforcement against property crime, street and pothole repair, protection of beach coastal waters. Well, they threw that one in. School safety, cleaning of public areas, retention, attraction of local businesses, homeless services, and for general government use, shall an ordinance be adopted establishing a 0.75% sales tax requiring public spending. So they were going to raise the sales tax to, I think it was going to be 10.25.
Holy Jesus.
I think it's nine and a half.
The first 9.5 didn't cover everything.
No, they wanted to raise it to over 10%, and it's going down to defeat in my town, 57-43 right now.
I'm moving to your town.
Yeah. But that's what we talked about yesterday. That's what a lot of this is covering the pensions.
Right.
But they're putting it in under the guise of public safety, homeless services, cleaning public areas.
The 9.5% tax just covers the pensions. Now, if you want everything else taken care of, you got to cough up extra more money. But first dibs goes to the pensions.
Yes.
What? Just.
Oh, and they're turning, big time. They're turning down the cannabis business in my town, too. It's become big on ballots locally. The cannabis businesses. Good Lord. Can we do anything else just to distract ourselves from the real
productive?
World? Something productive? I know. Cannabis. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so there's your update. Sad as it is, Karen Bass is now the leader in the race for Los Angeles City Mayor.
Yeah.
Another vote dump is supposed to come Tuesday now.
There are vagrants boarding Greyhound buses all over the nation right now.
They're on their way, huh?
They're on their way. They're on the Bass Greyhound Express. Come here. Get beachfront property. No one's going to bother you. She's not going to do anything about it.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Well, like I told you, it's an immediate blaring headline on the Times website. Karen Bass moves ahead of Rick Caruso at L.A. Mayor's race. And we don't know what's going to happen. There's still a number of votes to be counted. But clearly, the trend like it was in June was that Caruso leads on the day of the vote. And then in the days and weeks that follows, here comes all the Bass numbers.
When Caruso was ahead, the headline was a lot smaller.
Oh, it was?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe because they knew it was temporary, because a lot of votes were still coming.
No, it's because what I said. They have to please their audience. Tell the audience what it wants to hear. You can make a lot of money doing that.
Oh, it's kind of sad, although they describe in the article as apparently he's been very public since Tuesday. Like a mayor in waiting, he had a pastrami sandwich at Langer's on Wednesday. Today, he dropped in on a Veterans Day parade, greeting the crowd with his golden retriever, Hudson, and sharing a brief greeting with Mayor Eric Garcetti, who was riding in the parade and has one month left
doing?
In office.
That's what
Garcetti was in a parade.
I can't tell you how many people ask, where is Garcetti?
I don't think he does much.
They find it funny
anymore,
he's disappeared.
No, he checked out a long time ago.
Yeah, but what does he do with his days? He rides in a parade.
Today he did ride in a Veterans Day parade, yes.
Yeah.
He has 1 month left in office, by the way. You would ask that question. And that's the end of Bonin, too. So it's like,
right.
I think it's December 12th, something
all right.
like that.
We got to get champagne for the day Bonin's done. I am having a drink on the air. Oh, my God.
Especially if Tracy Park gets that seat, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of the key to the rest.
Yeah, if she wins, I'm having two. man, I have never despised a politician as much as Mike Bonin. Oh, yeah. He's the worst. Absolutely the worst.
All right, we got the moist line next hour. The callers, we've got the last keyword of the week, and we do have a hack for the dumpster, so it's a busy 5 o'clock hour. But now we move over to the animal lady.
The animal lady.
Well, this story really, I can't explain it, shocked me if it's true. Animal advocates. Well, that would be you, I guess, kind of, right?
Yeah.
You're not an official animal advocate, but on our show you are.
Yes.
Every quarter hour, there's an animal story in her news updates. But anyway, Los Angeles has about 4 million people. According to the animal advocates, we may have as many as 3 million feral cats roaming the city on any given day. 3 million.
Wow.
Now, it's a wide estimate. They could think it could be as low as 1 million up to 3 million cats.
Well, what kind of an estimate is that?
Well,
1 to 3 million. It could be 1 million. It could be three times that.
Even if it's 1 million, that just seems like a lot to me. I know LA is a pretty big
city,
but still. They're nocturnal. So the story is that probably during the day, they're just hiding somewhere. You don't see them. They come out at night when you're not around and roam the alleyways. And
sometimes I'm out at night.
That this is what I wanted to explain to the animal lady, which is the point I always make.
The animal lady.
Animals are not people. So left to their own devices, they'll just reproduce, which is what's going on with the feral cats. According to one of the advocates, we trap the cats in humane box traps. We bring them into a spay-neuter clinic.
We cut we cut their penises off.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Like Fix Nation. And John, I believe it's the testicles that go.
Oh, that's
because that's where the stuff is produced.
Oh, well, I haven't been spayed yet. I don't know.
clearly. And if they're feral, they get returned so they continue living out their lives without reproducing. If they're friendly or if they're kittens, we try to find homes for them.
Wait, this program must be a massive failure, though, because...
Correct.
If we have millions of kittens, then what good are they doing?
We had billions of kittens. I don't know.
Look at this math here. Cats can have 3 or 4 litters a year. Each litter can be 4 to 8 kittens. In 7 years, one female cat and her offspring can produce 370,000 kittens.
That's more than you, Deborah.
I know. Well, people need to take care of business and get their cats or their kittens fixed.
But these are
these are
ones.
Feral.
No,
that's
I understand.
So,
but they came from somewhere.
They may
right?
have. Someone may have just said one day, "Here you go, cat. Goodbye." And they wandered out into the woods or into the alleyway, and they met up with another feral cat of the opposite gender, and boom, kittens galore.
Maybe the 3 million is right because in 7 years, one female cat can lead to 370,000 kittens. Then
that's an incredible. Nobody's done that. No cat's done that, have they?
Oh my God!
I don't see any of those cats in my neighborhood. But we also have a lot of coyotes.
I have never seen a
so
parrot.
7 years is basically their cycle for having. I mean, being. Do they get menopause or?
Well, there's a question I never heard asked. Do cats get menopause?
Well, clearly they have a shorter lifespan than we do, but if you did the cat year thing.
I don't know. Well, it's the cat and the offspring in 7 years. So I don't know how they're calculating. Cats live, my first cat that we had lived almost 19 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Mercedes?
Mercedes was 19 years.
19 years? Mercedes was a good cat.
Yeah.
What kind of a
very
cat
nice
was Mercedes? Nice. Oh, good. Unlike his dog.
Oh, very nice to me. She'd come running down the stairs when I came in the house.
Aw.
She was
greeted
the good,
me.
She was the good pet.
The good pet.
Although John thinks he didn't like John that much.
No. She
kind of snubbed
She
me.
Liked Ken better than you.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. And whenever I came into that house, that cat just came right down the stairs and said hello.
That's
the
so
new
cute.
Cat likes me more.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the new cat as well.
The new cat looks like the old cat.
They're claiming that the city doesn't help. In 2009, a lawsuit was filed against the city of L.A. That said the city of L.A. was participating in trap, neuter, return without doing an environmental impact report. What does that mean? The city lost the lawsuit and a judge issued an injunction saying all spay and neuter of community cats had to stop. Oh, I see. So the city's not doing it. Organizations like Stray Cat Alliance and others are out there humanely trapping the cats and spaying and neutering them.
Why was there a court case to get the city to stop?
I don't know.
It was by bird and wildlife groups. Oh, because they didn't do an environmental impact report? What kind
is that
of
because the cats eat the birds? That was always a complaint that people had against cats.
Well, you know what?
They destroy the bird population.
If there's 3 million... There is no program that's going to work anyway. It's like the homeless situation. It's out of control.
Nah.
You get a number big enough, you can't ever go back.
Well, look at that. There was an award-winning new documentary out there, Deborah, called Crazy Cat Lady about LA's feral cat problem.
Oh, yeah, I need to watch that. Yeah.
Yeah. Producer Garrett Clancy said other cities with government support have successfully reduced their community cat population. New York had 500,000 estimated feral cats. Chicago less than that, and places like San Diego, Portland have hardly any at all.
Well, yeah.
So apparently we're
Yeah, it lists San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland. It's because those cities are disgusting. The cats don't want to live there.
Again, I hear so many people, somebody on this show, that just doesn't want to fix their pets, and I just don't understand it.
Who?
Ray Lopez.
Oh, Ray?
Remember that debate a few months ago that Ray wants to... Did he get a dog?
No, I don't think
so. No, he did not.
No. Oh, okay. But that was the argument with Deborah Mark.
Yes.
He didn't want its testicles chopped off.
I forgot about the neuter lectures that you gave Ray.
Well, yeah, okay, but here you go. This is a prime example. I mean, we're talking cats here.
Ray needed to be spayed, too, and he didn't get that done.
I know.
Yeah, it's too late for that. All right. We got more coming up, including the last keyword of the week, the moist line. Two rounds of those people. Hack for the dumpster. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.